Sunday, May the 3rd, was another one of those Sundays just as I would have ordered it. Jane and Bill Wirtz, Jane and Orville Freeman came over about 10:30. Went to National City Christian Church. They were not the least strange there. Either one or both the women, I forget which, had attended a Christian church in their childhood. That was the usual fool treatment from the press, going in and coming out. And during the coffee hour, I think we met half the tourists in Washington. Then we came back and went to the pool, where Jane Freeman, the men and I had a good swim. The Bundys joined us, and Jane Wirtz, who has an infected ear, sat on the sidelines. I did my 20 rounds out of deference to the Stay Fit program. Someone came in with Bloody Marys, and it was a thoroughly relaxing hour. This morning there'd been a piece in the paper about the presidential scholars. The committee to choose them is headed by Milton Eisenhower, president of Johns Hopkins University. Lyndon had introduced Mac George Bundy to the committee as Mac George Bundy, vice president in charge of everything. This is one of the good, small things that happened, and something that I want to make sure happens again is the program to bring bright young people to Washington to work in government departments during the summer. I think Kennedy sent back, during those 3 years he did it, a good number of informed, enthusiastic friends and possibly future public servants themselves. We had a late lunch, and then Lyndon, Walter Jenkins, Mac George Bundy went out to the golf course, just as Jesse Kellum was arriving from Austin. Jesse is a bit thinner and whiter than ever, and speaks more of Louise than I had thought that man of iron would. He mentioned they would have had their 30th anniversary in a few months. After everybody left, I took the time to do some reading and some work, and then close to 7, Jesse and I drove out to Woody's, the Warren Woodwards, to join Lyndon for an informal buffet supper. How quickly the Woodwards have made themselves completely a cozy. He's a young man on the way up. The sidewalk outside was lined with children. Tony and Barbara Bird in the vanguard. It was an easy, informal buffet supper, mostly Texans, the Leonard Marxes. And by 9:30, we were home on the second floor. Sundays are our lifesavers, our chance to float. Plan, think.